We learn Le'ilu Nishmas Aryeh Tzvi Ben Avram Kadish, David Ben Menachem Rush, Shemlecham Yaakov Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shkolim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Hamaknish Nechasav Vahayu Bohen Devarim Ru'uyin L'Korbanos Tzibur. A person is Maknish his possessions, and he doesn't specify what type of kedusha they should have. Should they be brought in the Mizbeach, or are they brought for Bet HaKabayis to help repair the Beis HaMikdash? So the halacha is that we assume that they have the status of Bet HaKabayis. That's the way we treat a Stam kedusha, a person who's makdush something to Beis HaMikdash, we assume that they have kedusha as Bet HaKabayis. But there are items in this particular case that are roy for Korbanos Tzibur. So specifically, Yushalmi says our mission is discussing Ktores. Let's say you have this incense, potential, or some of those items, the ingredients that can be used for the Ktores. We'll discuss other items like animals that can be brought on the Mizbech in the next Mishnah. But here, a person's Makdish is Nechasim, and we know Stam, they're going to the Bet HaKabayis, but there are items that are roy to be placed on the Mizbech. Now, it's fit for the Mizbech, so we have to figure out somehow, some way that could be more offered on the Mizbeach. So that's what the Mishnah here is dealing with. So says the Mishnah, Yinosnu la'umanim bischaron devre Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, so this is what we should do. So let's say we're talking about the Ktores. So those spices of the Ktores should be given to the umnin, to the craftsmen in the Beis HaMikdash, as their wages, as their pay. Now, by doing that, according to Rabbi Akiva, we redeem the Ktores in this case, these items that were given to the Beis HaMikdash for Bet HaKabayis. I want to somehow bring that Ktores as a korban, as the Ktores itself. But I can't do that because when a person sanctified it, he consecrated it, it was for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. But I don't want to sell the Ktores for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So how are we going to use the Ktores for our purposes as a korban, as the incense itself? So we take the Ktores, we give it to the umnin directly as their schar, as their pay. That automatically deconsecrates the Ktores. And then what is the Beis HaMikdash? It buys back the Ktores from the craftsman using what? Using the funds from the Truma, using the shkalim, the maksa shekel that people have, which we're allowed to use because paying the umnim, as if you remember, is considered tzorech karbon, so that's allowed. And then by doing so, by buying back, using, buying back the Truma, by giving buying back the Ktores, by giving the craftsman from the umnin, the truma funds as their pay, so instead of the Ktores, in exchange for the Ktores, I now can use the Ktores as a korban. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva says that this is a very simple process. I can remove, if I have something that was designated or that was sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash, and I know it belongs to the Bet HaKabayis, and it's supposed to be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, I can remove that Kedusha by simply using that item, in this case the Ktores, to pay the umnim as their wages, as opposed to the previous Mishnah, where we had to first pay the craftsmen with money, with the machzor shekel funds, and then we use that money, which is no longer kadosh, to redeem the leftover ktoris. And so Rabbi Akiva disagrees with what we did in the previous Mishnah. It does not have to happen over here. Amar ben Azai, Einam Hi-Hamida. No, not true. This is not what we do when it comes to, this is not the measure, that we don't treat this as regular Ktoris. We have to treat this as the Mosar Ktoris. The same way had we had the leftover Ktoris, we had this very complex exchange with the Umnin. That's what we're going to do here as well. And therefore, says Ben Azai, Elamafrish, what do we do? First, we follow the same whatever procedure we had before. We take the money from the Trumas Halishka and we use that for the wages for the payment of the craftsmen. Remember, the Beis HaMikdash held on to that for a moment, and that automatically now removes the kedusha from that money. And then we take the Ktores spices, which were given and stam, and therefore they're considered kadosh only as Bet HaKabayis, and we deconsecrate, we remove the kedusha of Bet HaKabayis from that onto the money of the craftsman. So now there's kedusha of the Ktores on that money. which was a typical first given as the wages, which was not kadosh. Now there is kedusha to the money because we remove the kedusha from the ktores. Then menostim osim l'umnim bischaron, and then we give that ktores to the craftsman as their wages instead of that money. And now that they have the ktores as their wages and it's not kadosh, v'chozin v'kolokchem also mitrum chadasha. Then we use the new the new machzah shekel, and we buy the ktores that way. So that's what Ben Isaiah says. He says, no, Rabbi Akiva is wrong. You can't take, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who allowed something very direct. Ben Isaiah says, no, you can't use something kadosh and redeem that in exchange for work. That's really what you're doing. You're giving it as them as the wages, and that's how I remove the kedusha, merely paying them that way. Then no, first you have to pay the craftsman from the truma, from the machzah shekel. That first you do, and then you use the money that's now consecrated through give us exchange with the Torahs, and then I'm able to follow this process and have the Beis HaMikdash buy the Torahs back. Perek Dalin Mishnah Zion. So now we're going to discuss other things. We said once again, person is makdish something and he doesn't specify his nechasim, what's it being used for. We have to assume it's a bedek habayis. So here, what do we do with animals that are fit for the mizbeach? Same question as we had by the Ktoris. Hamakdish nechasav ha'isabehen behema ru'ui legabeh ha'mizbeach. Person is makdish nechasim. And there's a behema that potentially brought on mizbeach. But since you are makdish nechasim and stam, we assume they're for bedek habayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So I need to do something in order to remove that kedusha and now buy it back so they can be used as animals on the mizbeach. So what do? So zecharim unikevos, if you have male animals or female animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so you can't, they were given as for a bedek habayis. So in order to be able to use them in the mizbeach, this is what you do. Zecharim imachu l'tzarchei olos, take the male animals, which are fit to be used as a karbonola. Karbonola cannot come from females. They come from males. So those which are males should be sold for tzarchei olos. And unikevos imachu l'tzarchei zivchei shlomim. And the female animals, which are fit to be shlomim, so they can be sold. Now, you can use for shlomim, you can use a male animal as well. But if we can potentially use a male animal for something holier, for a holier purpose, which we assume people have that in mind, to use it as a ola, where the whole thing, kulo, kalil, it's all burnt, so that's why the zecharim should be sold for tzorchei olos. Unikevos imachu l'tzorchei zivchei shlomim. And the female animals, which are fit for shlomim, should be sold to people who need a korban shlomim. Udemeyen, now we have the money. The Beis HaMikdash has the money from these people. Yiplu im sha'ar nechasim lebetek habayis. The money that was paid to the Beis HaMikdash for those animals now becomes kadosh and is also part of bedek habayis. But these animals are now sold to people who need them as a korban. So so here, what happened? The Beis HaMikdash is able to get the same value of what was given to bedek habayis to begin with, when this person gave his animals and donated the animals, but now the animals also at the same time can be brought as karbanos. Now, Rabbi Eliezer is basically saying that if a person is makdish his nechasim without specifying what he wants them for, they all go. Even things that are fit for the mizbeach are for bedek habayis. So I have to go through the same process. You can't offer those animals directly on the mizbeach the way they are. I have to do that whole exchange. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, you don't have to go through the exchange for the animals. Zecharim atzman yikarvu olos. I don't have to sell the animals for people who need a korbanola. No, we assume that the person, if he's makdish nechasim, and amongst the nechasim are animals that potentially are fit for the mizbeach, you don't have to make any exchange. He says, we assume that that's what he has in mind, that it should be brought on the mizbeach. Stam, that's what an assumption we can make. So if it's for the, it can be used on the mizbeach, so the zecharim atzman, they themselves, without any exchange, put them on mizbeach as holos. Now, those which are not, of course, fit for the mizbeach, so those are for bedek habayis purposes. But at least the animals can be brought on the Mizbech. Unikemos, what about the females? Now, here are female animals who say, well, female animals can also be placed on the Mizbeach. Maybe that's what he had in mind. No, because since we assume someone has in mind to elevate the carbon to the highest level, which is an Ola, when I donate a carbon, I'm makdish my nechassim, we assume you want to bring Olos. You want to burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Not that you're going to eat part of it. A person is willing to give everything, is very selfless, and wants to give the whole thing. So therefore, it's a female animal and can't be brought as an Ola. So then we assume that if it fit the Mizbeach, he only had Olos in mind. So then what do we have to do? Yimachu Nekevos, the females, follow the process of before. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees. Yimachu Lutzarche Zivche Shlomim should be sold for the purpose of someone who needs a Shlomim. V'yavi then, with the money that you have, V'yavi be demand Olos. We assume that that's what a person had in mind, and with that money, you're going to bring Olos. U'sha'ar nechassim yiplu lebet hakabayis, and the other nechassim, of course, will go lebet hakabayis, as we said, the ones that are not fit for the Mizbeach at all. Rabbi Akiva omer, roe anies debe Rabbi Eliezer midiv Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi Akiva likes Rabbi Eliezer's opinion better than Rabbi Yeshua, the first opinion, because he doesn't make any distinction. What does that mean? He says, because Sher Rabbi Eliezer hishva es midah, so his measure is equal, literally, Rabbi Yeshua chalak, and Rabbi Yeshua makes a differentiation between different types of possessions. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when the owner says, I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash, we're saying, well, it depends on what we're talking about. Some of the items are for Bedek HaBayis, those which are not roi for the Mizbech, and some which are roi olos are going directly. That's a very difficult thing to split. When he says the Ma'inachasim are going to Makdash Ma'inachasim, to make a split. At least Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. He has the same standard that everything is for Bedek HaBayis. That's where Rabbi Akiva likes Rabbi Eliezer's position better. Amar Rabbi Papias, Shamati Kidivere Shneihem. He says, I actually have heard that he has a Mesorah that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are correct, depending on what the case is. Sheha Makdish Beferush Kidiv Rabbi Eliezer. Person is very clear and explicitly consecrates his animals with the other possessions that says, my animals and my other nechassim shall be kadosh. Then Rabbi Eliezer is correct, and we treat the animals the same as the other possessions. They're all for Bedek HaBayis, and we have to do the full exchange. But v'hamakdish stam. But if he doesn't say that, oh, my animals and my other possessions together should be kadosh, but rather he says, all of my possessions should be kadosh, and doesn't mention the animals at all, then we will follow Stam Kidiv Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's position, where the animals will be treated differently. Now, the basis of the machlok is, just to be aware, the Baratunura quotes that the pasuk says, Va'asu li mikdash. What is Va'asu li mikdash? So this is the position that we quoted from the previous Mishnah. Va'asu li mikdash means shetiyah hamalacha nasis min ha-hekdesh. So what does that mean? The malacha should be done from hekdesh. So when I'm speaking about, this is the previous Mishnah, when we speak about Purusha's makdesh is nechassim, and he has things that are right for Kabbalah's tzibur. So, and then we have this whole process, what should we do? Can we give them to the umnim or not? So the position is, we would assume that, and this is the language of the Bar Tanura, and this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion of the previous Mishnah, when we can directly give the Ktores to the umnim, to the craftsmen, is because afal pi, quoting from the Bar Tanura, shein davar acher nichnas tachtov dikasavar, I'm not exchanging it for anything, because he holds, Rabbi Akiva holds, hekdesh is mischalel al hamalacha. Hekdesh can be deconsecrated on malacha itself, on wages itself. Dechsev va'asu li mikdash, shetihiyah ha-malacha nasis min ha-hekdesh. Even malacha can be made from hekdesh, and therefore, that was Rabbi Akiva's position in the previous mission of va'asu li mikdash, that you can give it to the umnin as their schar, and you don't need to go through the exchange as Ben Azai in the previous Mishnah.